Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's the Career Scoop. I just want to thank everybody that's tuned in, let you know I'm happy to be here with you today. We have a great topic on deck, so hopefully you're ready to talk about social media, how you use it and how you can make it use of it for you, how it can help you and hurt you. It's all things social media today. So you can post a selfie on the Career Scoop Facebook page or Twitter. You can tweet me. You can call in. The number here is 929-477-1094. And, of course, we must get started with our favorite theme song because, of course, we won't be where we are forever. Like the song says by Drake, we started from the bottom, but we will get to where we're going. So join me for a little kickoff of our show, The Career Scoop, and I'll be right back with you.
Started.
Johnny on the track.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. I done kept it real from the jump. Living at my mama's house, we'd argue every month. I was trying to get it on my own. Working all night, traffic on the way home. And my uncle calling me like, where you at? I gave you the keys, so you bring it right back. I just think it's funny how it goes. Now I'm on the road, half a million for a show. And we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Boys tell stories about the man. Say I never struggled, wasn't hungry, yeah, I doubt it. I can turn your boy into the man. There ain't really much out here that's popping off without us. We just want the credit where it's due. I'ma worry about me, give a fuck about you. Just as a reminder to myself. I wear every single chain, even when I'm in the house. Cause we started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. No, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same, I never changed it. No, we don't feel that. Fuck a fake friend, where your real friends at? We don't like to do too much explaining. Story stay the same through the money and the fame. Cause we started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Well, as I said, that's our theme song. We are here to build you up because this show is for teens, by teens, to help you scoop up your future and dish out success. So you might start at the bottom, but you will end at the top. Just go ahead. Let me know what you're thinking today. Call us, 929-477-1094. But we're going to jump into the topic. Our topic for today is virtual life is real life. And what I mean by that is, you know, right now everybody is posting online, you know, where they are, what they're doing, selfies, pictures with their friends, things that they pop up online that they like, they repost, retweet, share with everybody. And you know, how much of that are you thinking about before you do it? Are you thinking about what if somebody saw that in my future? Would that be something that I would want them to think of me when they look back on that? If that's not something that's representative of you, even if you think it's funny, even if you think it's cute and it's not appropriate, I would not repost it or reshare. You can read it and move on from it. And I just want to put that out there up front to let you know that that is real life, because when you put it out there, then it becomes a part of you. It's a representation of you, and it can follow you. And so this topic came up this week. I train military, so shout out to all the troops out there in all branches. But I train military members when they're departing from the military. They've done their time or they've done their training. Some of them are even retiring. Some of them may have only signed up for 4 years or 8 years. But either way, I train them on how to get a job after the military if they want to do that. Some of them want to start businesses. Some of them want to teach. Some of them want to skill sets that they learned in the military in their future careers and start working with corporations and businesses. Some of them want to work with the federal government and the various branches that are out there. And so one of them asked this week, do employers really check your social media pages when you're looking for a job? And my response is they absolutely do. And you might say, well, how do you know? Not everybody does that. They don't have time for that. Well, let me tell you how I know. Some of you that have been listening for a while probably know what my career is, which is human resources. I am the person that screens resumes, makes calls for interviews, does interviews, schedules hiring managers. I am the person that works with the hiring manager to make sure their team is on point, to grow their team, to discipline their team if they need to write someone up or whatever that may be, promote someone. It could be that they want to send someone to training. I am that person that they contact to get those things done. And so I'm used to all the aspects of getting someone a job. And so whether that is looking at resumes once they apply online, I even post the jobs that you see online for the companies that I've worked for. I also do the screenings. When it's time to make an offer, I'm the one that tells our background check vendor who to check and what types of information we're looking for. And best believe, we do look at your social media. So don't let it fool you that it's just for you and your friends, because that's your, you know, they are the ones you've accepted as friends. I will tell you, employers are watching. So definitely, again, keep in mind what they can see is what you put out there, and you want to make sure that it represents you well. You don't want to put anything out there that you wouldn't want your grandmother to see. You wouldn't want your boss to see in 10 years from now or 20 years from now when you're trying to get the career of your dreams, whatever that career is. Maybe your career is to be a fashion designer and you're going to work for yourself, and or maybe you're going to just have clients that you are their personal shopper, their personal designer, and you put their outfits together and you're like, they don't care what I say on social media. Well, maybe they do, because if you say something about someone, maybe you'll say it about them. Or if someone else wants to know who they are affiliated with, and you know that means who they hang around and who is in their circle, and they look you up, you don't want that to be what they find, because that client might then say, you know what, I'm going to give someone that's closer to a representation of who I truly am, and what you are doing does not represent me well. So you don't want that, even if you're going into business for yourself, because you never know what kind of business may want to partner with you and then may look at that chain from 10, 20 years ago, pulling old things up and decide you're not the right candidate, or, you know, looking to see if you've changed along the way. Of course, yes. But if you don't, then you definitely want to keep in mind that what you do can follow you. And of course, we all make mistakes. We all start off as a teen or, you know, joining these networking sites and social media sites
and we grow and evolve and learn from our mistakes. So that's really what I'm also pointing out. Not that just because what you did as a kid can follow you, which it can, but also that you learn today or whenever you were told, and that you start to think about it in a different way and not put those kinds of things out there. I've seen people that post these violent videos, or, you know, they'll post bad jokes that are this, and they may be funny at first, and then you think, but is that appropriate? I don't want to share it. I may have chuckled at it, but I really don't think it's appropriate, so I'm not going to share that or repeat that. There's nothing I'm going to put on my page. And so you just want to be careful also of the things that people tag you in, making sure that you remove the tag if it's not representative of who you are, and it doesn't represent you, your ideals or your thoughts well, even especially with all the things that go on in the media. It's okay to have a voice and to have an opinion, but just be mindful of what your opinions are and what you're putting out there. And I'm not saying don't have an opinion, because I definitely think you should. I definitely have my own opinions, and I don't mind sharing my own opinions, but it's just the manner in which you do it, how respectful you are of other people having a different perspective from you, and how respectful you are in the way that you state your opinion. Not that you are trying to impede it upon other people, or that you're putting other people down who may or may not agree with you. So that's the thing. You want to make sure you're mindful of how you do that. So social media, it can help you as well. It can hurt you or help you. So I want to let you know that I'm thinking about you out there, and I'm making sure that when we come up with these topics, that you are in mind as the number one priority, and what can you benefit from this show? And so I want to hear from you. What do you think? What do you use social media for? What is something that you've seen out there that you thought was positive and maybe you shared? That's a totally different angle. Maybe there's a way that you can uplift people with your social media, and you do that, then tell us about that. What do you share on social media? Also, you know, social media can be a safety issue. You know, sometimes people think, well, these are just my friends, but if they know that there's not going to be anyone at your home and they share that with the wrong person, that you were on vacation, people do things when they have an opportunity. And so you don't want to give anybody an opportunity to do something to you. And so posting that you're gone or that you're out of town, you know, when I go on vacation, I may post one or two pictures, but I also may have someone at my home at the time as well, just in case. And also, I may wait until I return and post my pictures, just because people just don't need to know everything that's going on with you when it's going on with you. So that's just a couple of tips that I have, but those aren't necessarily all that I have, because that's just the bad things about social media. I also want to move into some of the ways that social media can be beneficial to you as well. So I want to hear from you. Again, the phone number is 929-477-1094 if you are listening online. And call us. You can call in and listen. You don't have to necessarily say anything. But if you do want to chime in and give me some feedback, I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you know any teens out there that would be great to host this show, who have great ideas, great topics, who have great opinions that they don't mind sharing on the air, who have wonderful personalities that can bring some energy in here and give us some talk about what they do, what they like, what they don't like, how they roll, what their thing is, what their thing is not, what they're hyped up about, what they don't, what they're down about. We can share all those things, how they're making progress in their lives, how they're helping other people. Any of that can be turned into a topic. What your extracurricular activities are, we've talked about that. What's your school of choice is, where would you like to see yourself in the next 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? Let's talk about all those things, goal setting, and what life looks like down the road. And even though you may things about older people. What are your parents doing that has influenced you? Or what is your teacher saying that has influenced you? I want to hear about all of those things, and I'm looking for teens that can come in here, host this show, and share that information. Because this show is for teens, and it's supposed to be by teens. I'm not a teen. I need you guys to do this, and I will help you every step of the way. It may seem scary to you, but believe me, you can do this. It's not hard at all, and I will help you do it. So if you're listening online, again, give me a call, 929-477-1094. And if you're listening online, I'm sorry, if you're listening on the phone and you just want to listen online, then that's it, or share it on your Facebook or your social media like we're talking about today, your Twitter, your Instagram, then I definitely also want to share the website, which is blogtalkradio.com/thebombnetwork. That's thebombnetwork.com. That's not a .com. It's blogtalkradio.com/thebombnetwork. All right, so what I'm going to do is give you a moment to think about how you want to talk about social media, how you use it, and what you want to let me know. And then I'm going to play a couple of commercials and songs for you, and then I'll be right back to talk about some of the positive ways we can use social media. All right, I'll be right back with you.
Pray, pray, lie to a real dude. That's just some shit that you don't do. I'ma stay right for my real dude. That's just some shit I'm gonna do. That's for the commas. That's for the commas. That's for the commas. Do this shit around us. Yeah. Feels. Feels. Shit don't do.
Get no food, yeah. We don't get no food, yeah.
out. Have a money shower. Let's have a money shower right now. Let's have a money shower right now. Go. Let's have a money shower right now.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network, and this is the Career Scoop on blogtalkradio.com.
All right, all right. We're back. We talked about those commas, and I'm going to do my best to help all of you out there have plenty of commas in your pocket. And that's a topic for another day, is how we can make that money last for us and work for us and grow for us in the future. So definitely we'll talk about that at some point too, because we all want to work for money. Whatever dream job or dream career we have, of course we expect to be paid and paid well for it, right? All right. That's not our topic today. Today our topic is virtual life is real life. And so what is your dream job? Think about it right now and think about how social media could help you reach that dream job. And so when you're posting on these virtual sites, on this social media web pages and networks, to think about how it can help you propel to the next level, to move forward toward that dream goal. And so when I'm talking about that, I'm thinking if you want to be an entrepreneur one day, let's go back to that person that wants to be a fashion designer. Well, if you are out there and you're designing clothes and you're showing sketches and you sew an outfit that you maybe make a shirt for yourself or some pants for a friend, take pictures of that, post that on social media, because that's when people can go back and look and say, oh, she's able to do that. Oh, he's able to do this. Record yourself singing that song that you sing very well, or spitting that rap that you do so well that you wrote for yourself. And you don't have to do the whole thing. You don't want anybody to steal your lyrics. I got all that. But you want to put enough out there so people see what you have. You never know who knows who. It may get to the right hands if you just put it out there that that's what you know how to do. And so that's how social media can help you reach your dreams. And so you say, well, what if I want to be a chef? How do I put that on social media? When you're cooking things, maybe you cook a breakfast for your mom for Mother's Day, or maybe you cook a birthday dinner for your sister. Or maybe you're a baker and you bake a beautiful cake for your little brother. I say take pictures of all of that, post that on social media, and let people know that you did it, not that you got it from somewhere else, that this is your creation, your specialty, whatever that may be. Put yourself out there that I can make cupcakes for your sisters as well, or your brother's birthday party as well. Maybe somebody will hire you to be their baker, or put it out there that you make killer omelets, and you know, if somebody is interested in having you come over and cook for their family for breakfast one day, you'll arrange it with them. Put that on social media. That's how business people are doing every single day, to put their names out there, especially entrepreneurs who have their own businesses and they're trying to become well-known. Also, when you're posting things, post things that are related to the field of choice. So even if you want to be a basketball, maybe you are the one out there sharing the stats that you researched on SportsCenter or wherever else. And yeah, they can go to SportsCenter, but if you're already friends with them and you post it, you just saved them a step and they know that you're interested in that. Or maybe you give your own commentary. Maybe you're the commentator that gives your overview of how the game went or what went well or what didn't go so well for that game, and be the quarterback or the coach from the sidelines with your opinions, and just share that, and maybe someone else will agree with you, someone else will retweet you, re-quote you on that, and see your level of expertise and how you evaluate the game. So I don't mean do it in a negative way, like the ref made the wrong call, you know, and get all upset, or the umpire called him out, he should have been safe, and maybe that's your opinion, but what else, why do you think so, or what else can you add to that? Because we're, again, entitled to our opinions. But I want you to show yourself as an expert in whatever career you are in agreement with or that you're striving for. okay, social media. That can help you have positive results even in the future when you're applying to schools. And if you have done something where you have a portfolio online, maybe you have a YouTube channel for your major. Maybe your major is music and you've composed a couple of songs and you've taken videos of you playing in the school band or in the school symphony. Maybe you show yourself playing at someone's event, serenading someone for their birthday with your violin or your trumpet, putting yourself out there. Maybe you're playing at a assembly at school or an event at church, or even during the normal church service. Just have somebody take a clip of you for 60 seconds, 90 seconds, and share that so that when you start to apply for these schools and let them know you're interested in music, well, you have all these samples that you can refer them to, links, and to be able to show what you can do, especially if you're going to try out to be on those in those event activities when you get to school. I also say whatever your major is, you know, if you want to do what I do right now, like I told you, I'm in human resources, and maybe you want to be a recruiter. Maybe you want to be in human resources where you can interview people. Then join this show. You can interview people about their careers right here on this show. We have the recordings, the podcasts of these shows. You can share what you've done. If you want to be in broadcasting, this is a great place to use as your volunteer time for even your school credit hours, but also use it to be able to build your portfolio and share it when it's time for you to get a job. You know what? I was part of this teen radio show when I was in high school. This is what I did. We researched these topics. We interviewed these people. And here's a link to some of the podcasts that I'm a part of. A great way to do that. If you want to be in the sciences, maybe you're saying, well, I want to be a nurse or I want to be a doctor. What can I do with social media? Well, what I can say is if you show yourself caring for someone else, maybe somebody took a video of you volunteering at a community health fair, or maybe someone took a picture of you and you gave a speech in class, but it was on taking better care of yourself or the bad habits like drugs or smoking, saying no to those things, because that's health related. How your health, or maybe you are helping someone in the gym, and maybe you want to be a personal trainer, and you're working with some people on the, and being in the gym with them, and take video of that, or make sure you get their permission, whoever you're working with, but you want to show yourself doing whatever it is that you love. If you love animals, post yourself around animals, showing that you're not afraid to pick them up or to walk them, become a dog walker, volunteer to do that, and then show yourself doing that. Put yourself out there on social media saying, I'm willing to walk your dogs, so that people know, again, you don't mind getting your hands dirty. You'll do what it takes to be what you want. So I met this guy that in my class this week, and he is one of the first, he is the absolute first person that I ever know that wants to be a professional bull rider. And at first I kind of thought he was joking, but he is a true cowboy, you guys. He had on his cowboy hat, but he changed it when he came, he took it off when he came in the class, so I had to see him on his way to his truck to see him in it, in his boots, and he's out there in the parking lot whenever we take a break. He would go out there, and he's practicing lassoing. He says he lassoes steers, and he rides bulls, and he's out there twirling his lasso behind his truck, just as his way to practice, and I asked him if he'd done it before. He's like, yeah, I rode my first bull not too long ago. I'll show you the video the next break. So he forgot, and I forgot. Well, he brought it up again in class about what he was trying to do and how he was going to make that dream a reality and how he was looking for a job right now as a ranch hand to be able to take care of some horses and to be able to get into that field and get known. He's still going to be practicing riding on the weekends. And I thought, oh, show me that video. He showed me the video. Guess how long it lasted. If anybody has any idea, go ahead and tweet me.
But I can tell you right now, it was 3 seconds. But you know what? His goal was to stay on for 2 seconds. So he surpassed his goal. He has the video to show it. Now, I couldn't tell it was him, but I will say the fact that he got on there is great, because he also talked about how normally people start off young and they ride sheep first when they ride the sheep as a youth, and then they graduate and move up and ride different levels, and he went straight to a bull. And like I said, he can post that video, he can share that link with other people, and the more he rides, the more video he may get. And so I say, if that's whatever it is that you love, start working on that now. And also, if he gets the job as the ranch hand and he can show where he fed a horse that maybe was malnourished and gave him different supplements to help with his diet, or walked him or somehow strengthen the animal. He can show before and after pictures of what he's done with that animal. Whatever your dream is, there's a way you can capture it and put it on Instagram or tweet it and let people know that you have experience in doing this, that you have an interest in doing this, and that you have samples of you doing this, whatever this is for you. So some people say, well, I don't know, if I'm trying to be a doctor, that's confidential information if you help a patient out. It is totally confidential. But what you can do is share articles that you can start to read journals and articles about different medical research that's being done. Or maybe you can share a job posting if you find something out there that would be a good job for someone to get, or a good volunteer opportunity that you may find with the Red Cross, or, you know, a CPR class that you think someone that you saw at the library saw a flyer that they're going to be doing it at the local community center. Whatever the case may be, there is a way that you can start to share information to let people know that physical health and emotional health, all that is important to you. So if you want to be an attorney, maybe you're in the debate club and you can have someone video the debate, or maybe you can have someone show a research paper that you have gotten sent them to be published to a journal or some kind of organization. And that's good if you're in college right now. That's a real possibility that they could publish a research paper. So whatever level you are right now, there are some things that you can do using social media to make it your real life and make it to end up the life that you really want it to be. And so I encourage all of you out there listening, I encourage you to start using social media to your advantage, to move you forward in what it is that you want to do. Don't just settle for the fact that I don't have any experience, or I don't know right now. Social media is just fun for me. I just go on and tweet with my friends or repost with the famous celebrities are posting, or I just like to follow Kim Kardashian, or I just like to read whatever Oprah says, or I just like to hear what Kobe Bryant is posting, or I just want to follow LeBron James because I think he's cute, or I just want to see what Taraji P. Henson says, or what Empire's doing, so I follow Empire. You can do all of those things and still put yourself out there as a professional, or someone striving to be a professional in a certain area or career field. So again, I just want to hear from you all again, how you use social media, who it says things positive that you have retweeted, or what kind of things you've used social media for. And that's calling in at 929-477-1094. And I would be happy to share the air with you and let you tell us a little bit about what it is you're trying to do and how we can brainstorm, even if you want. If some of you out there are trying to figure out what to do, then call me and we can brainstorm on how you can start using social media right where you are to be whatever it is that you are trying to be.
All right. So I'm going to go to another break, and I'll be right back with you again. Don't forget to give me a call. All right? I'll be right back.
I say that I'ma ride for my, most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my, and I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, 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 my hitters, yeah.
First thing first, I'll evolve my hitter. This rap back and I evolve my hitter. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitter. He selling for the high, I need all my niggas. Some you smoke, some you drink. Guys on the rock, what look like they don't think. That's a new back up, they in a bucket laptop. I got that act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my hitter. He tripping off a bubble, no, that ain't my hitter. Taking taste, yeah, that's mine. Yeah. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's mine. Yeah. My first pass through to my head. Hit my first leg pass with my head.
Mother hit it, cause I'm down for my hits. I ride for my hits.
I said it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters.
They know I'm down with them, down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my hip sipping on a half a beat. Then we used to hit a wall and buy everything we see. Me and my down there. Get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit. They know I f*** with you the long way, my n***a. So when I see you out, I'm like, hey, my n***a. Buy the case, my n***a. Drink the egg right and get straight with my n***a. Me and my f***ing riding dirty, try to chase them figures.
Who got it, y'all? Who got it, y'all?
Don't matter.
I'm gonna ride for my.
What's up?
Most likely I'm gonna die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in, unless I'm with my hitters, my hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. My hitters, my hitters. My hitters, my hitters. My homie got cake, my homie got weight. My homie running me, he the reason I'm straight. My homie got a house, my homie got a lake. My homie, we eat, my homie get a plate. And I'm still hitting this, my hitter, my hitter. Running off a nigga, shoot my hitter, my hitter. I take a nigga, shoot my hitter, my hitter. Hit a nigga, talk a shoot, then he ain't my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. YG, my hitter. And I ain't going in, they trying to leave my hitter. Start to see me and won't believe with them. But it wasn't enough room, cause I came with my hitter. My hitter, my hitter. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. And I'm all about my business, like a suit and tie, which I ride for my hitter. Believe it, I'ma ride for my. Most likely I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in, unless I'm with my hitters. My hitter, my hitter. My hitter, my hitter.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
All right. We are back. So, again, I'm waiting on you guys to tell me what you have used social media for. So, if you have not yet called in or you have not yet sent us a tweet, do so at Career Scoop, or you can send me a Facebook message on the Career Scoop Facebook page, and you can definitely call at 929-477-1094. Again, that's 929-477-1094.
And we're talking about virtual life is real life tonight. So tell me again, or let me tell you again how social media has been used at work in work settings. So when you're trying to get the job, of course, they do a background check and they're looking to see what kind of person you are, if you've gotten any degrees or any training, any certifications in your field. They're looking to see if you have any criminal history, if you have any felonies or any charges that have been convictions for you. They're looking to see where you've worked before, what kind of employee you were. And then they are also looking at your social media. If they want to know what you say on social media, what kind of social media you're on, what kind of things you share, what kind of pictures you put out there, because you are going to be a representative of their company. And so if all your pictures are you showing your boobs or you taking off your shirt, showing all your muscles and flexing in the gym, or if you are out there, you know, showing videos of people fighting or, you know, those fight videos and things like that, then you may not be the person that they want representing their company. So that's how they're using that to determine your character and if you should be a person that they want to hire. But the flip side of that is you are a person that is sharing that you're applying for a position in your field and you've been sharing articles and you've been promoting the field as a positive in a positive way. If you've been sharing information or if you've been sharing videos of what you can do and your experience, your expertise, and you know you can share pictures of what you've done or videos of what you've done or whatever that looks like that's positive and shows you dedicated to this industry or this field of study, then that can help you get the job. They can say, oh, this person really is dedicated beyond what they told us in the interview process. So I definitely encourage you to use social media positively and help to be able to give yourself a boost over someone else that may not have listened to this show and may not have thought to use it that way because they think their career doesn't relate or what can they really add to social media at their age or whatever the case may be. That may give you an edge that they don't have. So take it from the Career Scoop and put yourself out there. So other social media, we're always posting selfies and we're always talking about who we're with and checking in from different locations. And, of course, again, make sure you are obeying the laws and that you're doing the right thing. And there shouldn't be any way anybody else can negate whatever you've done that's good. However, beware of people that are posting other things that you may not want to be seen and then tagging you. Untag yourself or tell people, block people from tagging you, whatever you need to do. And what I mean by that is it may not be anything that is bad, but maybe you just don't want it posted on your page. Maybe if you are at an event that is to a political type of event and you just don't want to be associated with that piece of legislation, but you just were there to gain information and really hear the pros and cons of it. You may not want that on your social media, especially if it's something that you disagree with, but you were just there to either support the other side or maybe you were just there to just hear the other side's views, which is a good thing to make informed decisions. Doesn't necessarily mean you have to want it posted. Doesn't necessarily mean you're hiding from it. You just don't want it posted on your page. Maybe you feel like posting it is giving an endorsement or, you know, support to the organization that put it on when that's not your intent. So, again, don't let people tag you into things that you don't want to be tagged in. Sometimes it can be even more it could be even bigger than that, but maybe you're at an event where the people at that event are different than what you originally thought it would be like. Maybe the event is totally different than what you anticipated, and so you don't want to be a part of that. Once, even though you're there, you don't want to post it that you were there because maybe it's just not what you thought it was. And so you just make sure they know, don't post me here. I just would rather not be posted. I'm not going to leave because I'm here now. I'm just going to observe, but I don't want to be affiliated. I just don't want you to post me, and that should be your wishes. Because, again, not only do you put things on social media about yourself, other people tag you and post about you and post you online as well. Also, the comments that you make on other people's pages are important with social media. So if somebody is posting something like that that you disagree with, are you bullying online, even though you may not think it's bullying, but are you cutting someone down, or are you sending negative vibes to people online, talking about somebody's hair or their clothing, or maybe you are saying you're not all that when they post a picture of themselves, or, you know, showing haterism or showing some kind of negativity towards another person. You know, it could be all in fun where, you know, I definitely like to post when my favorite teams win. And, you know, last night, I'm from Kansas City, as most of you know, and so last night the Royals won the pennant for the AL, for the American League. And, you know, I didn't get to post because my phone died, but I sure wanted to post bye-bye birdies to the Blue Jays. They're going back home to Toronto. We beat them. We go to the World Series against the Mets. We're going to win. But the Blue Jays had to fly back home, and since their mascot is a Blue Jay, I just wanted to say bye-bye birdies. And that's not bullying. That's just definitely posting support for your team. But if you feel like, if you go a little further than that and you start bad-mouthing them and talking about how they didn't deserve to win, or how bad we beat them, or anything like that, then, you know, that could be a borderline bullying type of situation. Also, if you're on someone else's page who is a fan of them and you're negatively bullying them, that, you know, going down into too much detail and going over the top, then that could be seen as bullying. So, again, posting on your page as well as other people's page may not be a good thing, you know, where you're saying you don't like this and you don't like that, because that's their page. And if they have their opinions, they are entitled to post them. You are entitled also to make your comments, but maybe you do so in a friendly way, whereas, you know, we can agree to disagree, but you wanted to make your voice known, but you don't have to tear them down in the process of doing that. And sometimes, you know, that's okay. So just be aware of the comments that you're putting on other people's pages and how that can be viewed or misconstrued when we read social media posts and when we read text messages even. All of those things, we interpret how we would feel if it was about us, or if it was us receiving it. And so just keep in mind that the way someone else sees it may not be the way that you intended it, or the way that it was meant when you put that out there. However, if it's something that can be misconstrued, there's nothing you can do. You know your intention was good, but just know that an employer could potentially misconstrue something. So you want to be, again, as positive as you possibly can. So if you're keeping the high road and you're focused on how social media can help you, then that's going to be a good thing. If you are supporting people and giving accolades to people and referring people, you know, and introducing people, if you have those kinds of social media pages, or if you can post if someone has on a nice fashionable statement, or maybe you have a friend that is good at something that you want to share with something else, with someone else, by posting that on your page, then that's all positive. And not only are you making yourself look better, but you're also helping someone out. So I definitely encourage you to think about how you use social media again, call me if you have someone that you want to shout out, and I'll be happy to do so. However, I do want to go further and talk about the various types of social media and why some are better than others. So there's the vines that people do that are quick, and people say, well, those disappear, you know, they don't stay forever. Well, you know, what is it that you're doing? Is it something to be funny, and is it really funny, or is it hurtful to other people? Is it embarrassing to other people? It's just a matter of how you, what you're putting out there. Then there's Twitter, of course, where all things that are being talked about happen on Twitter. And so, you know, what are you putting out there? How are you doing so? And then what moods and time frames are you doing it? And then Facebook, of course, a lot of you have moved away from Facebook because your parents are on it, but Facebook is still widely known. And if you are trying to get recognition and you're trying to have people know about you that could potentially hire you someday, then they may also be on Facebook. LinkedIn. LinkedIn is more professional networking site, and so that's probably not something where you are totally there yet, because you know you don't have any work history and the things that they ask for. But if as you get at a higher level in your college years, that may be something you want to think about, because that's definitely a place where you can network and put things, articles and things like that, out there a little bit easier. Find information and on different companies and things like that. And then, of course, you have Instagram, which is one of you all's favorite, where you're always shooting pictures up there, using those selfie sticks and showing off and doing your duck lips, your kiss faces, trying to get your buff looks on, and you know, you're putting yourself out there with any celebrity you might meet, or wherever, tagging yourself wherever you may be to let everybody know, hey, I got tickets, I'm at the concert or whatever, and you're putting you're posting yourself out there. So of course, with that, you want to just make sure the pictures are positive, but also that the pictures are if you have pictures that can relate to what you ultimately want to do. And then you have like, you know, your career choice, or then you have Pinterest and all the things that are interesting to you and what you're pinning. Pay attention to what you're pinning and how you're sharing that, how you're categorizing that. Think about how you can pin things that are related to your career field, what kind of things are out there that somebody may be able to use that will then be able to come back and say, yeah, I got this from such and such, and I was happy I did, and, you know, it makes you look even better. So just be mindful of the ways that you can use all of those. And then, of course, YouTube, having a channel on there, as I stated before, or even just what you're looking at on there and how people, what you're uploading. Maybe you're putting things up there for other people or that you've attended. Maybe you went to hear someone speak and you put part of a speech up, or maybe you went to something that was beneficial for someone else, and or you watched a TV show and they have, or you were at church and you heard a message that you think would benefit someone. All those are ways that you can use social media to boost your name and to put yourself out there in a positive way so that people can see you as an expert and help you to start living that dream that you're ultimately trying to get. So again, this is the Bomb Radio Network, and this show is the Career Scoop. It's a teen talk radio show, hopefully by teens shortly. It's definitely for teens, but if you are a teen out there, and you, whether you're interested in broadcasting or not, this is a way to start being able to put your voice out there, let yourself be heard, being able to own your opinions and share them with others in a different type of way. It's a way to get your confidence up. It's a way to start learning how to interview people and talking to adults. Asking what kind of questions to ask them, what kind of career fields, what helping to come up with a topic for the day, helping to research what we need to talk about with these different topics. all of those different things are great reasons why you should volunteer to be on this show. And if you can't do every Saturday from 2 to 4, just pick one or two a month that you could commit to, and tell your friends about it. Maybe you guys can do opposite weeks and do friendly competition and compare. Our week we got this many listeners. That the next your week we got this many listeners, and maybe do some things like that. Maybe you can get your friends at school to listen in. Maybe you guys go to two different schools even, and you know, on our week we have more listeners from our school than you did from your school. It could be fun. We want this to be fun, and it's no fun when I'm on here by myself because I'm just talking to you guys and you're like, yeah, I know you are, I can see your face, but I just appreciate all of you who are listening in, and hopefully you're learning something from it. Hopefully you can take something from this and move forward and say, yeah, I can do that. And I'll start with one thing, and then after you master that one thing, maybe you'll do something else on another social media platform. So I just encourage you to keep listening. There's always something different that's going to be talked about. There's always someone that's going to call in with a new idea. And so I just encourage you to let me know if you're interested. You can send an email to careerscoop@cptime.net. Again, that's careerscoop@C as in cat, P as in Paul, T as in Tom, I, M as in Mary, E dot net. That's cptime.net. And when you send that email, just let me know your name and that you're interested in the radio show, and I will send you the application. The application, just make sure that I have some information on you and your parents so that your parents know if you signed up for this. I don't want to have anybody that whose parents don't approve of this, and I want to make sure that your parents are on board. And I also want to hear why you think this will be good for you and what kind of ideas you could bring to the show. So just that's what that application form is for. It also helps you to get familiar with filling out applications, just being able to apply for a job or a college admission, whatever that may be. You have to fill out an application. And so it's not very long, but it is something that I can use to move forward with you and have the information that I need to do so, and to be able to give you volunteer recommendation letters or whatever the case may be, because I have some information on you. So I would love to have some teens, male and female, anywhere from age 14 to 19. I want to hear from you. If you are not sure if it's for you and you just want to ask me some questions, then let me know. We can do a chat and talk about it. If that's something that you're interested in, just having more information to make that decision, or if you want to refer somebody else that you think would be good, that you know maybe this is their major, that they want to be on TV or be on the radio in the future, this is a good place for them to start. Put it on their resume in the long run. All right? So we're going to take another break. This is the Career Scoop on the Bomb Radio Network, and I'm going to share with you via the commercials some of our other shows on the Bomb Network. In case there are any parents out there listening, most of those shows are for adults, but you may want to tell your parents. We have Black Wall Street, which is business owners. So if you know someone that wants to be an entrepreneur, who is an entrepreneur, that's a black business owner in the city of Fort Worth or surrounding areas, then they may want to be a part of that, and that show's on Thursdays. And you may know someone who is very community-oriented and likes to do things to bring the community together. SYGU Radio is really good for that. There's Step in there. It's called Step Your Game Up, which is SYGU, Step Your Game Up. And that we call it SYGU for short. SYGU may be for somebody that is interested in doing community work and being out there, being a voice for the community. But also they interview a lot of people that are up-and-coming artists. So if you're a singer or a rapper or a gospel, whatever you do that's an artist, then they may feature you. So you can, again, log on to the blog network, radio network, and click on
our page when their show is on Friday evenings. We also have the Safe for You that comes on Sunday evenings. Safe for You is also about community, but it's also it SAFE stands for Social Awareness and Family Enhancement. So they're about the family and strengthening the bond that we have with each other. They're about advocating for other people, and that may be families that have children with autism or families that have needs within their families. We have a show on Mondays now. For those of you who didn't know, we didn't have a Monday show when we first started with the Bomb Radio Network, but we do now, and you have it in you to do well with that show as well. That's the show that The Answer Is You is what it's called. And so The Answer Is You, whatever it is that you want to do, how can you positively affect bring out what's inside of you? Or if there's something negative going on around you, maybe it's you that needs to get away from that situation. Whatever that is, it's within you. So I'm going to play a little commercial from each of those shows so that you can hear who the hosts are and when those shows come on, be able to spread that word. Even with bullying or anything like that, The Answer Is You is also a show that may be beneficial for you guys as teens. So I'm going to play them in order. Again, we're on, the network is live Thursday through Monday with shows. And, of course, the Career Scoop has Saturdays on lockdown. So bear with me. I'll be right back with you shortly.
This is Cecil the Lion, and you can listen to Black Wall Street Fort Worth Radio every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll share black history facts and tips for today's black business owner. So join me, Cecil the Lion, every Thursday from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
Yo, what's up, family? It's Lico Mac, and you can listen to Sagu Radio every Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time as we highlight independent artists, conduct great interviews, and play great music. So join us every Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalk.com.
Hey, teens, check out the Career Scoop Teen Talk Show for teens by teens. Join the Scoop Troop as they scoop up your future and dish out success every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Don't forget, tell your teens and shout out your friends right here on the Bomb Radio Network, live at blogtalkradio.com.
This is Brent Carmichael, and you can listen to Social Awareness and Family Enhancement, Safe for You, every Sunday night from 6 to 8 Central Time, where we talk music and ways to positively connect your community. So join us from 6 to 8 Central on Sunday nights right here on the Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com, where you are always in the place to be.
This is your girl Kay with The Answer Is You, where we talk about life events, local news, and having the answers for the questions in the community. So check me out every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m. on thebombradionetwork.com.
You're listening to The Bomb Radio Network on blogtalkradio.com.
So you heard all the shows. Again, we air every evening, Thursday, Friday, daytime on Saturday, back to evening on Sunday and Monday. So we would love to have you and your parents listen to our shows, call into our shows, same number, same website every single time. That's right here at blogtalkradio.com/thebombnetwork or 929-477-1094. Again, that's 929-477-1094. So today we're talking about virtual life is real life. And so when you're online and you're sitting behind your computer or your phone or your tablet typing things in and making comments and no one can see who you are, what you're doing, well, I just want you to know that that is life. That's real life. That's life that's recorded, that can be found, that can be seen. It can be traced back to you if need be. So I just want to encourage you to use it, but use it wisely. Use it to your benefit. Use it to enhance you. Use it to propel you to the next level. Remember, our theme song here is Started From the Bottom, Now We're Here. So, you know, you don't have to stay where you start. And your latter days should be greater than your former days. So just always keep your head to the sky. Keep your feet moving forward, because your actions are what's going to propel you or destroy you with your future. So I want to help you to be propelled. I want to help you to move forward. I want to help you to advance. And that's what our goal here is at the Career Scoop. Again, to scoop up your future and dish out success. So I'm looking for a scoop troop. You might have heard in our commercial I talked about the scoop troop. That's the teen host that should be here hosting this show. I'm looking for you. So if this is what you are interested in, if you can benefit from this, then definitely let me know. Again, email me, careerscoop@cptime.net. Again, careerscoop@cptime.net. Send me your name and your interest, and I will send you an application and contact you further. Also, tweet me or Facebook us. We do have an Instagram account, too, for those of you out there that are wanting to send a picture of yourself. You can do that there, too. It's all Career Scoop. So if you can find us, do so. It's the Career Scoop on Facebook, but let us know who you are and that you're listening, because that's what keeps us going. I want to hear from all of you. And so we are at the top of the hour, just after the top of the hour. That's usually when we do our shout-outs. So if you're interested in being a host, shout-out time is when you call in and you can just shout-out whatever we're talking about. So I've been talking about how you use social media, or who do you know that uses social media well and what do they use it for. That's our shout-out section. And then in the second half, second hour, what we typically do is start to have you guys do your own individual parts for the show. We have what we call segments. And in each segment, the host will do whatever it is that whatever it is that you have a passion for. That's what I'm trying to say. So some people, it might be music. Maybe they're telling us about the newest, latest CDs that have come out, or maybe they're talking about the latest concert that's been announced that's come into town, or the most recent one they've gone to, or maybe it's something like that with music. Then maybe someone else's passion is sports. So maybe they're talking about things like the Royals, those Royals going to, or maybe they're talking about high school sports or college sports and who's doing well, who's not doing well, or maybe it is professional level. And they're keeping us abreast of that during their segment. Maybe your segment is fashion and you want to talk about what's hot and what's trending. Or maybe you want to talk about, post a picture on social media while you're on the air and talk about what this person is, who name brands they're wearing, or who has a sale on different fashion, or different shoes, or maybe you can send people shopping somewhere and let them know what the hottest and the latest is with fashion. Maybe it's a new website that you've found. Maybe your passion is social media. Maybe you like celebrities, and so you want to tell us about what the hotness is with the celebrities, who's doing what, who's marrying who's divorcing who's sick, who got arrested. Maybe you want us to keep to know who's in the news, and so we want to hear from you. Maybe you just like the local area and you want to talk about all things DFW and what's going on in the DFW, so community events that are coming up, or what's hot right now in the city or what's being built, or, you know, maybe you want to talk about this flooding that we're experiencing here in DFW this weekend. Whatever the case may be, that's your passion for the segment, then we want to hear from you. If you want to have health tips or exercise tips, then maybe you can do weight loss challenges and things like that where people can shout out how much they've lost or what they've done. I don't know. I don't have a preference for you, but whatever your preference is or your passion is, that's your segment. And the segment is just about 3 to 5 minutes. It's not very long. It gives everybody a chance to get their favorite part in or whatever it is beyond just the topic that we're talking about today. So, again, I'm looking for you guys to be hosts on the show. I want you to be, and you can be wherever you're listening from, wherever you're calling in from, it'll be the same thing. You can be calling in from Missouri. You can be calling in from Kansas. You can be calling in from New York. You can be calling in from Louisiana. You can be calling in from California. Or you can be calling in right here in the city, in the state of Texas, in Dallas-Fort Worth area. You can be wherever it is that you want to be, and that's the beauty of it, because we can get a variety of different people doing a variety of different things. But we can all join in and make the show happen that way. And so let's talk, if that's something that's of interest to you. Let's talk about it and get you acclimated. We will talk about different careers, and so we want to be able to have you bring ideas to the show and do that as well as to what we should cover on the show on Saturdays from 2 to 4. So I'm looking for you. Whoever's out there that wants to get involved, let me know, because we have a place for you if you have an interest and a passion and a personality to get on here and just let the show flow through you, okay? We won't make you do it by yourself. We want to have a group of you. So we don't want everybody that's just friends, so we have a bunch of cliques, but we don't want everybody that to be intimidated to invite your friends, because maybe you would vibe with your friends even better. So and you can be at the same house calling them on the same phone, or you can both be at home doing your own thing and calling in on separate phones. So that's the beauty of being able to be part of the show and having it on Blog Talk Radio. So I would love to have all of you joining us, okay? All right. So right now we don't have much time, and I don't see very many of you out there calling. You may be listening online, and I certainly hope you are. But again, this is a show for teens, and so because I'm not a teen, what I'm going to do until we get some teen hosts is start to cut the show a little early, because when you're on by yourself, it can be a challenge to go 2 hours all by yourself, and if nobody calls in and if nobody is tweeting you or Facebooking you. So I've covered the topic, and if nobody is going to have it and anything to add to the conversation, then we will go ahead and sign off here at 3:30. But I definitely want to make sure to give you that opportunity. So call in now if you're interested in making a comment or adding any to the show at 929-477-1094. Again, that's 929-477-1094. And let me know what your thoughts are, who you're shouting out. Meanwhile, I'm going to go check the emails and check the social media while we take a break and listen to a song real quick. Again, call me now. I don't want you to miss out. I don't want you to feel like I left without you getting your comment heard. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing who's out there and what you have to say. All right, so I'll be right back with you after this quick break. Grande says she got one less problem without you. I have one more problem without you. I need you. I want you to be host for this show. And so I would have one less problem with you if you join me right here on the Career Scoop. So I thought I would play that and flip it for you. So again, this is the Career Scoop on the BombRadioNetwork.com. And also, you guys, there is an event center that's also affiliated with the Bomb Radio Network. It's called Next to the Stage. That's Next, the number two, the stage. It's in Southwest Fort Worth. So if you're looking for a venue to have an event, a birthday party, whatever kind of event you may be looking for, they do comedy there, they do plays there, they do parties there, they do books clubs there, they do Zumba there. She has a meeting space if you're having a meeting with someone, like family reunion type stuff there. She has VIP rooms, and she has all that at Next to the Stage. Her name is Cynthia, so if you can call Miss Cynthia and talk about Next to the Stage, but look at her website, which is Next, the number two, to see what her upcoming events are, see what her email is, or her website can give you all the contact if you want to have someone reserve that for you, or you know someone that's looking for a place to have something. She also does kids' nights out, so if you have a smaller sibling that is, I think she starts with kindergarten through sixth grade, something like that. It's on our website. But once a month, I think it's the second Saturday evening of the month, then you might be sending your little niece or nephew off. Maybe your parent needs a break, and that would be a great place for them to go and meet other kids, have fun. So she does those. There's all kinds of things, and they do face painting. They do costumes. They do all kinds of activities. So definitely look up nexttothestage.com. They're part of, in a different kind of way, kind of a partnership with the Bomb Radio Network. And so you heard about all of our shows Thursday through Monday. You heard about being a host on the Career Scoop. And you also heard how virtual life is real life and how to use social media to your benefit for your future endeavors. So tweet me or text or email me at that same email address, or Facebook me and inbox me to let me know what you'd like to talk about. What kind of topics are out there that you're interested in? What do you want to hear about? I can find people that can talk about them if I'm not the one to talk about it. So let me know what's on your mind, what you'd like to shout out, what you'd like to talk about, and I can work on that from my angle until I find the right host to come on and do that too. So I would love to hear from all of you out there. But again, being on the show that's for teens and I'm not a teen, and being here by myself and not having you guys calling in, I just don't want to be the one that gives you everything and not get any feedback. So definitely want to hear from you. So again, let me know what's going on. Where y'all at? Y'all out there with your boats and your swimsuits in the flood, or you out shopping? What do you do on Saturdays? You out there at practice for whatever extracurricular activities you're in? Maybe you run track, or maybe you play ball. I don't know where you are. But again, that's another thing. If Saturdays from 2 to 4 don't work for your schedule, you know it's time you listen to the archive of the show on blogtalkradio.com, and you go back and listen, and you want to send me some messages, do so, because I want to know what's the best time for you. We can always change it if it's better to do it later in the day or earlier in the day before you actually get out and get started. You know, maybe that's what we need to do. So I want to know from you how you feel about this, making this show for teens by teens. All right. So any other feedback you have is always welcome. I'm open to making this something that's about you. And you know, once you're on here, you're laughing and joking with each other, giving your opinions. It won't be so much of me talking, and that's the beauty of it. It's more about you when you're on and your friends are calling in and your friends are chiming in on your peers' comments and things like that. That's what makes it a fun show, not what I'm doing. I'm all by myself, so I don't want this to be a representation of what the show really can be, because you guys make the show. I just am trying to keep it going until I find the right ones to be on here to talk to you all that are listening. So if that's you, definitely let me know. If that's not you, that's okay too. I just want to give you an opportunity to put your name in the hat. All right? So I'm going to sign off early today, because if you guys aren't here, then again, since it's for you, then I will let it just go until you find what works for you, or you help me to know what works best for you to be able to be here and chime it in. So I didn't see any emails, I didn't see any tweets, and I didn't see any Facebook posts. So unfortunately, I guess everybody's out busy and doing their own thing, but that's okay, because that's who we are. We are busy people. And so those that have listened, I appreciate those who listen all the time and who go back and listen online. Let me know. I want to hear from you, though, to see what we can do to make this show better and better for you. So, again, I'm going to let you know a little bit more about the show, and I will be with you next Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey teens, check out the Career Scoop Teen Talk Show for teens by teens. Join the Scoop Troop as they scoop up your future and dish out success every Saturday at 2 o'clock Central Time. Don't forget, tell your teens and shout out your friends right here on the Bomb Radio Network, live at blogtalkradio.com.
Y'all chick come close to me. She ain't going home where she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my nerds close to me. And all the money nerds where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like close to me. That's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. Everything look like a poster. Pull up to the club and they go up. Make your girl fall in love when I show up. Not my fault, she wanna know me. She told me you was just a hummer. She came down like she knew me. Gave it up like a groupie. And that's facts, no printer. Cold city, turn the summer to the winter. She gave me in her phone as bestie. But I had her screaming, oh. Yo, girl, what's the something text me? You wanna know how I know what I know? Hey. Yo, chick, come close to me. She ain't going home when she supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. I'm getting money like I'm supposed to be. Oh, all my nerds close to me. And all the money near me where they supposed to be. Oh, the hoes go for me. Now your chicks in the pit like close to me. Oh, that's how I'm supposed to be. Yeah, that's how I'm supposed to be. That's how I'm supposed to be. Everything good like it's supposed to be.
Got your girl in my section finna go up. A nigga smoking loud, I'm about to roll up. She ain't never got high like this with a guy like this. When she pop it, tell her hold up.
Better believe she gon' leave with a real nigga. I kick her down, can't put it down like I do. I get the boss and no discussion, gotta deal with it. See my swing, where about you?
When I hit it, I'ma kill it, I'ma get it like
that. She wrote. You wanna know how I know what I know?
If y'all do come close to me, he gon' wanna ride off and it goes to me.
I'll make him do it.
I might let your boy show to me, but he gotta eat the booty like groceries. But he gotta get rid of these hoes for me. I might head out to selling his soul for me. Ooh, that's all supposed to be. If he wants me to, it's supposed to free.
All right, all right, all right. So I thank you for all listening in again. This is the last call. We're on the Bomb Radio Network. And like I said earlier, we are talking about virtual life is real life. And so I do want to just sign off at the end by saying
don't forget to use social media positively, because in the future it could come back to haunt you or help you. So if you have a career choice in mind, start putting things out there right now that can help you in the future. And if you are positive on your social media, you won't have anything to worry about. But if you are not, then now's the time to change it, because employers can and will research that in the future, and we don't want that to hurt you with your college admission, your employment opportunities, or anything like that. So just know that what you say is real, and it does follow you and speak to who you are and your character. Thank you so much for listening. If there's anybody that I missed today, I apologize. But again, this is the show is for you, and I want it to be by you. So again, tell your friends to send me an email at careerscoop at cttime.net. That's careerscoop at cttime.net. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a great rest of the weekend and a great week next week. I look forward to speaking with you at 2 o'clock next Saturday. I'll be here. And again, if you guys call in, chat with me, and talk with me, we'll do it for 2 hours. Otherwise, I'll let you go in 90 minutes. Until I get some teams on here that you want to hear from. Thanks for calling and listening. Bye.
You're listening to the Bomb Radio Network, and this is the Career Scoop on blogtalkradio.com.